Well, that didn't quite go according to plans, now did it? Two top 20 teams, both in-state rivals, opening up the season with the first of four straight non-conference games. To start a nearly month and a half to late season, not only did the Beavers lose their opener to Minnesota State Mankato, they lost games 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to COVID. Nobody thought this season would be an easy one, but right now it seems like the Beavers are ready to start the season over. Starting over? Starting from scratch? It's kind of what it feels this afternoon.
The word I'm using a lot right now is that we're just not into a rhythm, and we're trying to get into that rhythm right now, and we're going to hopefully play a couple series, then there's going to be Christmas break, and then it starts again, but the first week, and we're not playing, so you're just trying to get into a rhythm. And
a lot of practicing lately kind of feels like the start of the season before you start getting into games, but it's been good. We needed it, obviously, and I think we'll be plenty prepared for this weekend's game.
Quite honestly, after a 5-0 loss in game one, heck, seems like a month ago, the Beavers may have wanted a mulligan. They may have wanted a do-over. Yeah, the Beavers got a few unlucky bounces against Minnesota State, but the Mavericks were certainly the aggressor. What does Bemidji State need to do better this weekend than they did in Game 1 against the Mavericks? The Beavers' Aaron Miller.
We're going to have to play a 200-foot game and then start winning battles down low and putting pressure on their D right now. They're getting easy outs. They're getting first touches right now on the puck, and we need to change that in order to hopefully have the third period here.
A mulligan, a do-over, a reset, a restart. However you want to phrase it, Bemidji State gets their season underway once again. The Beavers and the Michigan Tech Huskies from the Sanford Center. Pregame show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Days to come.